Hello, friends. This is Pam Clark coming to you again. Jesus said it, many are called, but few are chosen. And I don't know that that's the most perfect translation of those words from the Greek to English, but it still is provoking, and we have to say, what did he mean by that? What does that mean, and why did he say it? Many are called. Really, everybody's called. Everybody's said, welcome, come in, come here, but few really choose that. And I think that's probably really the closer meaning. Few choose it. There are a lot of circumstances in life. Life is not just black and white. Totally linear. It's not like that. Life has a lot of variety in it. And there's a lot of things and principles that can apply to a lot of different issues in different ways, and we have to discern all that for our own life. But the good thing is that life is so varied and multidimensional that we really get to find our path through all that. And sometimes it can seem overwhelming and confusing. But beyond that, there's really a beckoning voice that's calling us, saying, come, come, come this way, come that way. And he'll even let us explore around a little bit. But he's pulling on us because he knows the nature of our being and all that he wants that to become. So it's not like one thing is going to do everything. There's going to be dimensions to the whole thing. You know, when a baby is conceived, it's one cell and then two, then four, then eight, and that's multiplied. But then the cells start differentiating, because what's at work is a human body, and there's many parts to this human body. And I mean, it's just an amazing structure how God does it. We'll never know, but there's multi dimensions. And so, I mean, you know, like, I mean, there may be a season of time in that developing embryo that, you know, God's really, at first, he's really working on the heart. Maybe later he's working on the limbs, you know, the legs and the arms and the brain and the spine, whatever, you know. And, I mean, the enemy will challenge us even in the womb, won't he? Some of you, I know, will say yes to that. But He's called us, he's created us, he's formed us, and if we're here, you know, we need to be a force to be reckoned with, because there are enemies in this life. There's enemies in this world. And while life is not all about the enemies, thank God, it's not all about the enemies, but they're still there, and we have to face that understanding. And I've really found that the reason people have a hard time with realizing there's a devil and realizing that there's an enemy out there is, first of all, they don't understand it. And to even envelop the concept of having an enemy or a devil that chooses death for us, I mean, we have to say, I don't know how to overcome that in my own strength. I don't know how to do that, because we, you know, our first thing is to be resourceful. What's my avenue for life? What's my avenue for survival? What's my avenue for living? What's my avenue for the things that I want and want to see and do? So anyway, we have to really face that concept, you know, that there are enemies after us. But I don't want to camp on that, as important as that can be at times. To, you know, when you're in a war, you're in a war. It's not like you chose it necessarily. And so, you know, it pays to have help, you know. I mean, if I didn't ever get hungry, I wouldn't have to worry about going and finding food. But, you know, I get hungry at least three times a day. So, I'm out there thinking about food on a regular basis. And so, but what I want to talk about is the fact that we have to choose God. As we are growing in these multidimensional ways, we have to choose him. We have to find him. You know, there are times when it just seems like he's left us on our own, and, you know, we're okay. We're just chilling, gelling, whatever we're doing. And, you know, and then there's other times that we know we need him, and we're hungry, and we're looking for our Abba Daddy, and we're looking for our Father who provides, and our Father who speaks to us in the ways that he can speak to us that let us know that we're okay and we are a valid human being and, you know, we have a right to be here. And we really do have a right to be here because he made us. He put us here. And we are called to tend the earth, but we've got to do it with his understanding and with his enlightenment and with his advice and with his help and with his knowledge. Because just because we see it, just because we even perceive it in several ways, does not mean that we know it. We will never know all things. You know, we may know a lot and we may be good at what we know. And I mean, that's, you know, a hallelujah thing if we know something well. You know, they say anybody who knows more than you do is an expert, you know, which I always thought that was funny. But, you know, there's just more to life than us becoming masters of our universe. There's really more to it. And, you know, really what we have to learn how to master is ourselves. And what we are mastering is ourselves in such a way that we do that to where we learn how to submit to God. We have to learn how to, I mean, it's not a slave master situation. I mean, at times, that's a real blessing if that's what we need. I mean, sometimes that's better than nothing because, I mean, that's our grace. I don't know if you've ever experienced enough life to feel that way, but I can tell you I have. And, you know, but there's so much more because, I mean, he really will take you from, you know, from being a slave to being a servant to being a worker, to being a friend. There's just, you know, and I mean, really even, I mean, if we're going to be the bride of Christ, we even can come into being his lover. And, you know, there's just these awesome dimensions in knowing our God, but he will always be God. I mean, I am just a little speck on planet Earth. And when I see these galaxy pictures out there, you know, I mean, we're just Milky Way galaxy, huge. But if you look at all the things that science has discovered about the space beyond that, I mean, we're just a little galaxy and a bunch of other galaxies that just goes on and on and on. It's just outrageous. But he is God of the universe. I mean, God of the universe. I mean, he is so big that, I mean, really, I mean, an eyelash would be way more than a boulder to us, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, it's like, he's huge. I mean, we can't even imagine his power and his strength and his wisdom and, I mean, his ability to balance and play and just do whatever he wants to with this universe. It's just amazing. But we are such an amazing creation ourselves on the planet. I mean, you know, you can go deep as well as you can go high. It's just an amazing thing. But nonetheless, he has called us to respond to him, which goes back to that verse, many are called, but few are chosen, or few choose, you know, the way they should. But I really like the idea, and I believe it's a true one, that when he has birthed us, it is just like that little embryo in the womb. It is two cells going to 4, going to 8, going to 16, and multiplying out, you know, exponentially. But there is a differentiating that takes place in our body, in our life, in our soul, that we are something that is being developed. And not only are we being developed individually, but we are being developed corporately. And I can't say I have all the answers to these things. I'm not saying that. But I do believe that if we try and understand the concepts of it even, we will get a greater understanding of how we can work in this and fit and perform and be pleasing to him. There's, you know, I mean, we are called to be of service. We are called to do good works. These are things, you know, we were created in Christ Jesus to do. And so we want to, you know, we want to learn how to respond to say, you know, how can I choose you? You know, how can I be one of the chosen ones? And like I said, we really are chosen from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. We're here. Therefore, it's just up to us to respond. And I know some people think this is rough, but, you know, if we get it right, you know, we're kept. We're a treasure. But if we don't, I mean, even in our own lives, we can use something, but once we're through with it, you know, we'll throw it away. Well, I mean, you know, I think God has a fire pit too. And you know, for what doesn't work, gets thrown away. But he is not after our treasures. He is not after us as his treasure. That's probably a better way to say it. I mean, he has put his glory in an earthen vessel. And so, I mean, it's like to me when I talk about, like, the trash can of God, I mean, in the fire, Gehenna, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a fearful thing, but it also, there's some things that are good if they're burned. It's good if they're not there anymore. It's good if, we clean the house and take out the trash. It's really just a good thing. And, I don't understand how other people, how it works with all these other people. I mean, there's some things I'm going to leave in the hands of God, and judgment is just one of them. I can't always judge. There's sometimes I have a real strong opinion, but he's the master, and he can see what we can't see. He can think and do and, rise above everything that just seems overwhelming to us. So, I mean, I really just want to leave all these those bigger things and the things I don't understand and have trouble dealing with. I want to leave those in his hands, because the less I do in trying to create myself, the less I hinder the work he's doing. I just really, as long as God is bigger than I am, I think I'm going to be okay. And I hope you can see it that way too. As long as he is bigger than we are, then I'm not in control. I'm not in charge. I don't have to make this thing work. And there are times that, he will put the pressure on us to do a thing, to come up with a solution for ourselves, or to come up with maybe a solution for other people. But when it involves other people, I really believe he wants to us to be. I think we will have come to a place where we have developed our walk with him, where we know how to lean on him more and hear him more and understand him more. But I believe we're all called to be ministers in our own ways, and design by design. We are called to be ministers, and we need to learn how God wants to use us. What we will start, our little body, our little embryo is going to start differentiating in different ways, but he's got a unique fit that's going to work into, that's called the corporate body. We're going to develop in these different ways that will say, oh, I mean, that we will be encountered by him, and it will be something that makes us set apart from everybody else or everything else, that will make us different, yet we're still a part of the whole. And like in the human body, that whole body has a circulating blood system. And I mean, that blood goes through every square molecule of our body. Well, I don't know about molecules, I'm not a scientist, but I mean, it goes through every inch of our body, every square inch of our body. I mean, that blood circulates. It's a life force. It does work. It takes some stuff, it cleans some stuff, it fights off enemies, it builds cells, replaces cells, however all our body works. We are doing things that there's a life function going on as a corporate whole. And my point is, our individual self is extremely important, but also our corporate. And we have to learn how to respond to him in a way that blesses the corporate body, but also gives him glory in our own soul, and we'll find our pleasure there. And we're a servant, and we will also reach out to others and help them to understand their place. I mean, we're a genealogy. We have a progeny. We are bringing forth new ones. I mean, even if not in the natural, in the spiritual, we are conceiving other children with our words. We're bringing people in, and we really don't want to be an abortion mill. We just don't. And I know sometimes life can be hard, and you can feel like you were a victim of one, but it's really not true, because you're still here. And if you can think at all, you can hear God, because you can think. And and he can talk to people when you don't think they can hear. But he's just an amazing God. And we have to, when we honor him as the creator, when we see him high and lifted up, we'll see his glory fill the temple. We really will. So anyway, I just want to encourage you that we need to choose God. We need to choose God and let him work on us. We need to let him develop us. We need to enjoy our quiet time with him, our study time with him. We need to study to show ourselves approved, because we are called to be workmen too. I want the body to come into that balance into that place where we can see ourselves as loving ourselves, and that equips us to love other people. And it's not always easy. Sometimes you have to make stands that are hard. Sometimes you have to make stands that are just stands, and you know, sometimes people get ruffled, but they adjust. But really, if we are forming into the image of Christ, if we are forming into that person and that being or that creation that He wants us to be, if we are doing our part, if we are doing our role, then as we come into that, even if it bothers some other people, if it, you know, if people find us hard to adjust to, and even if we have some enemies, we have to learn how to have our guard up, our shield of faith, etc. But if, as we come into what we're supposed to be, we're going to come into that glorious fit. We are going to come into that fit in the body that makes us an even greater creation, a glorious creation. And more is going to happen because we have come into and fit into the body of Christ. I just want you to see your hope. I want you to see your potential. I want you to see that even though you might be going through a hard time right now, really something awesome is most likely at work. I just bet you 99.9999 that something awesome is at work in you. And we just need to learn how to yield. We need to learn how to have our faith. We need to know how to call on God. But we also need to know how to be the chosen or the ones who choose Him. When we just say yes to God and let Him be Lord. And when we don't have to be the master of our own universe, but if we will acknowledge the King of the whole universe, you know, it's just, we're just going to find it easier to let go and let God, as they say. But, you know, but the secret, the key, is keeping our eyes on Him. You know, our eyes on Him will give us that peacefulness, that understanding, you know, the peace in knowing that He has the understanding. And not only that, it makes it easier for, it says the entrance of His word gives life and light. It will make the entrance to of our the understanding we need to come into a being that we say, oh, now I see even better than I did because I allowed the light to enter me. Therefore, I see things better. And I know how to respond to life in a more fruitful way. Anyway, I'm just encouraging you today, and I hope this blesses somebody out there. Thanks for responding. Appreciate your notes. God bless you, and I'll be back again, I hope.